Yeah. Cross up ready on the building. Got me Pudge in the house.
Steph Swick in the building.
We on the air like here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Oh, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like here we go.
Here we go.
People changing up the game, oh Lord, we on the air to let them know. We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
It's
Carl
Talk with his radio, conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swick, two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic, discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors, ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room, it's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe big things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Cross Talk Radio. I'm your man, Steph Swig.
And I'm your man, Big Pudge.
Thank you for tuning in once again.
We appreciate you as usual.
Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love.
We love it. We love it.
Man, thank you for the hand.
Speaking of hands.
And that was pun intended because this one we will be talking about is masturbation wrong according to scripture.
Right. Is it okay? Well, is it okay? One, two. Now, we're not going to be, is it okay? And are there scriptures that say it's okay or isn't okay? So we're going to be giving you biblical references, and we're going to be talking about health, you know, benefits or non-benefits or, you know.
We're going to be thorough. We're going to give it to you from every angle we can give it to you as far as I can tell. Man, we got a lot of good information here. We got scriptural information. We got some therapeutic information here, and I got a bunch of questions I'm going to ask because people ask these questions.
Right. So, I'm going to just go ahead and start off with the, medical benefits for men. And, you know, all you brothers that say, do not look at this and be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. However, I've already thought that. So it's not like just know that Pudge has already said, man, these benefits are the bomb.
Yeah, okay. Before you take anything away from this podcast, make sure you listen to the entire podcast.
Yes. Yes. Please don't do how people do with the Bible. They want to take one little piece of a scripture and then totally reform it, transform it, and it means nothing what the scripture actually says. So, just like you got to read the whole chapter to understand, listen to the whole podcast.
Read it in context. Because you know how we do. We try to give you all kinds of things. We don't always want to come just with the Bible. We want to give you logical, practical information as well as the Bible information. So, here we go. Pudge, you on, buddy.
All right. So, 5 health benefits for the men. It says, it prevents cancer. An Australian study found that men who ejaculate more than 5 times a week were a third less likely to develop prostate cancer. Off the rip, that makes me want to go have some time with myself as soon as we leave here.
I need to talk to the wife if that's the case. I'm like, honey, it prevents cancer.
Right.
Come on.
I don't have to use my hands. You can do it for
me. Exactly.
See, that's the benefits of being married. That is the benefits.
No, I was talking about her putting out like, ugh.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like 5 times, what was it, 5 times a day?
No, not top, 5 times a week.
5 times, I got you.
Right.
Yeah, honey, see, look, the doctor said, this is what I need to get a prescription. All right, but go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wow. Now, it says diseases causing toxins buildup in your urogenital tract, and when you rub one out, you flush the bad guys out of your systems. That was a nice way to put it.
That is hilarious.
Okay, number two, it makes you harder. As you age, you normally lose muscle tone, even down there. Regular sex or masturbation works out your pelvic floor muscles to prevent erectile dysfunction and incontinence. That last word.
Incontinence. I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. You know. So that's two. Three, it helps you last longer. I know all y'all pill popping brothers, you know what I'm saying? Y'all probably wanna, you know, taking yourself to palm prom may help you stretch yourself
I'm sorry.
You can't cough.
I'm sorry.
When I'm saying something, I know that makes you sound funny.
Guilty. I'm right sorry. There. I'm not guilty, but I just had to cough. But I bring that back because I want people to hear what you just said because I thought that was funny anyway.
It did. It said, okay, now, Maya, this is a website I'm on, so I think they're trying to label things, you know, harmless so people won't be offended the way they're trying to say things. It helps you last longer. Taking yourself to palm prom may help you stretch your sack sessions. Masturbating an hour before a date will give you more control, says Brahm. And Brahm is the author of this entire website right here. When the time comes to impress your date, follow the step-by-step instructions. Okay, we're not going to go to step-by-step instructions, you know. Train yourself by timing how long it takes you to have an orgasm. Wow. And that's suggested by Ava Cattle, PhD founder of lovingyourselfuniversity.com.
That really means loving yourself, don't they?
Right. So, okay, so that was three. Number four is it ups your immunity. Ejaculation increases levels of the hormone cortisol, says Jennifer Landa, MD, a specialist in hormone therapy. Cortisol, which usually gets a bad rap as a havoc-wrecking stress hormone, actually helps regulate and maintain your immunity in the small doses. Masturbation can produce the right environment for a strengthened immune system, she says. And the last one, it boosts your mood. Masturbation releases a slew of feel-good neurochemicals like dopamine. Dopamine and
serotonin,
oxytocin.
Oxytocin,
right there.
Yeah, I would say oxytocin.
Okay,
so
let me read that over. Masturbation releases a slew feel-good neurochemicals like dopamine and oxytocin that lift your spirits, boost your satisfaction, and activate the reward circuits in your brain. An orgasm is the best non-drug blast of dopamine available, says Brahm. A brain scan of someone having an orgasm looks like a heroin addict's. Wow.
I'm sorry.
A brain scan of someone having an orgasm looks like a heroin addict's brain.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you done reading all that stuff?
Yeah, there's 5 health benefits for men.
Because I always like to be thorough with myself. So everything you listed, I mean, that's all just for men?
Just for men.
Okay. So I would argue the point that's saying it's not particularly saying masturbation is healthy, all those benefits. It seems like they're more connected with just ejaculation. So it's not limited just to masturbation.
It's not.
So, you know, of course, so those same benefits that you're reading there can also be attributed to having a healthy sex life.
Exactly.
So technically, ejaculation is the result of both cases. So you can't even use that as just a benefit of masturbation. It's got to be thorough across the table. So I'm saying that to say, for those who are thinking, well, heck, you could justify masturbation because it's healthy, You can, I guess, on that level, but at the same time, that's not exclusive to just masturbation. Ejaculation comes from having sex, too.
Right.
So if you're married, you can use the health thing maybe to help your wife put out a little bit more.
Like you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna play this podcast tonight. But like, honey, it's healthy. Don't you want me to live long? Look, you gonna give me kids by not putting. That says it prevents cancer. You want me to have cancer? I'm accused of all kinds of stuff. Bye.
Sure.
Reeling it back in. All right. So you got more on that or
I'm,
what?
I'm now looking for because they have some health benefits for women too. Most of the stuff I read about for women is stuff that I've actually heard women talk about, you know.
Okay.
It relieves stress. it relieves tension and stress. What was the other one? Not their immune system.
The cancer?
No, it wasn't the cancer thing. The major benefit is it really helps a lot of women find out how their body is.
I got you.
Like people, like women begin to learn
their
how their body reacts when they actually masturbate with themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women. Oh, now what I did read is there's a large percentage of women who did not know that they could not have an orgasm by way of penetration. Mm-hmm. Like they can only have clitoral orgasm.
Yeah, a lot of women are like that though. I mean, I actually studied up on that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I set up on that. And also, you know, I won't say conversation with women, but yeah, I've heard a lot of women say that too. So there's studies that show that as well.
Yeah, I think that's a catch-22 for the brothers, you know, because it's not even a catch-22. It's, you know, I don't know. It's one of the things where, you know, if you have a woman that can't have an orgasm by way of penetration, how does that make that man feel? Like,
true.
You know, and now we have to involve toys, or you know, if he wants to participate in the actual helping of the orgasm, that's pretty much only the enjoyment he's gonna get, like helping participate, not being the actual entity that brought it forth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a whole nother topic though.
Yeah, it is. We ain't gonna go there. Yeah, we ain't gonna go there. But some of the things I see right now for female masturbation helps prevent cervical infections and relieves urinary tract infections. Wow. Didn't know that. Masturbation for women is associated with improved cardiovascular health and low risk of type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, that benefits are much better than men's benefits.
Man, for real. It can help prevent insomnia naturally through hormonal and tension release. These are all for women. It increases pelvic floor strength. Just like men. And I saw another one that says improves your mood. Mm-hmm. So some of the things, it relieves stress. So some of these things strengthens your relationship with yourself. Just neither do I. You know, strengthens sexual relationship with your partner. I didn't even read. Those are the ones I've read when it comes to women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the health benefits of women masturbating. So that's a lot. And I can honestly, if you know someone who doesn't have a relationship with the Lord, I can easily see why you would jump and dive to that quickly. You know, mm-hmm. And I want to stay on the masturbation piece and not go to the having sex.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
at all. So, of course, naturally, I posed this question on Facebook. Got over 250 comments, and I'm only pulling out, you know, certain comments that, you know, actually are either intriguing to me, funny to me, just don't make no freaking sense to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I have one person that says, most men I know that are older that have been masturbating for years, wife or not, it is hard for them to bust a nut with the woman, but can jack off easy because that is what they are used to doing. What you got to say about that, Steph?
I completely disagree, because typically when men do that, they're doing that. It's not a substitute. I mean, it's not even a replacement. It's more of a, I don't want to say necessary, I guess a necessary evil or a means to alleviate that they're not getting some. If they have a chance to get some and they're choosing to masturbate over you, then that's a stronghold over some. That's either a stronghold over the man
or I don't want to take a shot later or something you're not doing to get him to that place.
No, that's not taking a shot. That sounds like something a little close to the truth to me.
That's what I think.
Because my response to her was, what kind of men you been dating?
Yeah.
Because if you said every man, sweetheart, it's time for you to look in the mirror at yourself.
Yeah.
Like, how every man you been with can't get off with you but can walk away from you and get they self off? Something about you ain't right.
Yeah, because...
But that's my personal opinion.
That's what sounded to me. Every man, well, we don't always talk about that kind of stuff, but it's like, the men I know that take care of themselves like that, it's only because...
No issue.
It's only because the woman ain't there.
And they, or there, or, and they ain't putting out.
Exactly. Either way, because the woman's not there. They're right. Not having... Now, hands down, they would choose sex...
With these hands comments.
Yeah, I've been working on all kinds of hand puns. Hands down... They would choose sex with their woman with a woman over doing it themselves. It's only a means to do. It's like eating junk food because you can't get to regular food at the moment.
Right.
That's all. It doesn't take away. It doesn't change the attraction to the woman.
Right. So I had someone else say, masturbation open you up to perverted demons that will take you over. It is sexual immorality. It is not pure, and God isn't pleased with it. Sex and sexual pleasures were created by God for married couples alone. Any sexual contact with someone or yourself outside of marriage is a sin.
What you think?
I really can't disagree with, you know, and no matter what my flesh want to say.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with facts.
No, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
It's always like, even as a Christian, someone's talking about demonic possession, like, really? Over masturbation.
Right.
But it's a lot more, it's so much more to it. It does open you up to
that. It opens those portals to stuff that you may not have been, you may have been strong in, but the fact that you open up this portal, some part of you became weak.
So, for one, it opens you up to pornography.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Definitely.
Or hands up.
Definitely.
Hands down, hands up,
hands all around.
Yeah. Either way, it opens up. So, yes, that is a stronghold. That is a demonic influence if it comes down to it on that level.
Right. Now, I have someone, you know, and I'm going to read this one just because a lot of people don't know about incubus and succubus. So I'm going to read this one. Right.
I hear those names often.
Right. She says, when you masturbate, you're having sex with demons. The demons are named incubus and succubus. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself so that we can repent and not die from our sins. Jesus said very clearly to follow his Father's commandments. When you spread false gospels to suit the flesh, and you're responsible for the damnation of souls. How you feel about that, man?
I want to agree with that, but it's like, it's something that just don't...
Because she looks... Somebody...
I don't personally think, and I'm not trying to say, I mean, I do believe, I do acknowledge the fact that demons like incubus and succubus exist, but I don't think when you masturbate yourself, you're having sex with them. Every time I've heard any information on those two demons, that they're having sex with you.
Yeah.
Now, when you're masturbating, you're succumbing to lustful demons.
Exactly.
And fleshly temptations.
And the thoughts that comes with it.
And I still don't think that sends you to hell. Like, right. I'm not supporting it in any form or fashion. Like you know, you have struggles, you've sinned, you fall. I'm not saying constantly just have a lifestyle of masturbation. I'm just saying, I don't think there's one sin that sends a person to hell or damnation.
Right. And now, to poke now, I'm one of them people where, in case people don't know, I'm a historian. I love history, and I love to read. So most importantly, I love a lot of the stories in the Bible. So a lot of people kept pulling out the story of Onan. If anybody knows the story of Onan...
I was hoping you'd get to that one, man.
If anybody knows the story of Onan, God didn't send no angel. God didn't send no... God killed Onan himself. Now, everybody kept saying, it's a sin to spill your seed. Spill your seed. God killed the man himself because he spilled the seed. Okay, people. I'm just going to correct y'all with that right quick. And and guess what? Just read Genesis 38:9. Let the scripture correct you on its own. So, in a nutshell... This man was actually having sex with his wife, and it was actually his brother's wife. So his brother had already died, and, you know, back in those days, tradition was you went and married your brother's wife because everything stayed in the same bloodline.
Yeah.
That's how God created things from the beginning. So he did not want to give his new wife, which is his brother's, you know,
widowed wife,
you know what I'm saying, a child. So he was legit having sex with his wife, coming out and ejaculating on the ground. That is why God killed him, because he spilled his semen on the ground, and it was because of disobedience.
It wasn't because he was masturbating to spill his semen on the ground at all.
At all. Had nothing to do. So all you people would have kept bringing that up, like, and I would implore you people, please read the word and dissect it before you start throwing scriptures at folks that is completely unrelated to why you're trying to get them to see what you're talking about, because you have to understand something. Pre-believers, they probably know the word better than a lot of folks do. So, and they got comeback. They ready. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to read it in context.
The full context.
Full context.
And go ahead.
All right, so I got something on that same. I want to say why this logical, this thinking is wrong. Because y'all, some people, to those people who are saying that because he wasted a seat on the ground, he God killed him. Right? Mm-hmm. That means it's a sin. That's the people. That's the interpretation people are giving. Explanation people are giving, for what I understand. So, what's the difference between wasting your seed on the ground or wasting it in a condom?
Right.
What's the difference between wasting your seed in your woman when she's on birth control because you don't want any more children? It's the same principle. All he did was just the withdrawal method, as we call it now. So, if you're saved, if you're saved and you married and you are having sex with your wife and you believe that. Mm-hmm. What is no difference? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
it's
a lot of Christians. Some Christians probably don't believe in birth control. A lot of Christians I know believe in birth control.
Right.
Whether you had the wife's tooth tied, you had a vasectomy, whatever.
Right.
Technically, if spilling your seed on the ground is wrong because you're wasting your seed, that's a sin as well.
Right.
And God ain't smite none of y'all down unless y'all did it and he told you to have more kids.
Right. Now let me ask you a question, because you a married man. And
yes.
I can ask a married man this question.
Yes, my mom's listening. Keep him. No, I'm playing. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Ma. I'm still going to ask anyway. You know me.
What's up, man?
So, okay, because somebody on my page posed this question. You and your wife, y'all married. In the scripture, it says come together as often as possible. Mm-hmm. And it also says the bedroom is undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a sin if your wife wants to watch you get off and you want to watch her get off? Because y'all technically married. And my definition of the bedroom is undefiled is as long as y'all are in agreement, whatever goes, go. Whatever y'all want to do, goes. So we're strictly talking about masturbating. So
okay.
So do you feel it's a sin if your wife wants to watch you, you know, masturbate, and then vice versa?
Not at all. No, I don't think so at all. Because I agree with you on the whole marriage bed not being defiled. I also believe in if you married, with the exception of not bringing about, I don't think you should bring other people in, because that becomes a sin at that point, because it's fornicating and adultery. Either way, go.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it takes for you two to have a good time in that area, it's your bedroom. That's for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with that.
See, well, people, did you hear that? Because I got a friend where she posed that question, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good one, because, you know, I'm sure there are, you know, people or married couples that like to watch the other person, you know, do this, do that. So if it says, okay, so we're talking about, you know, masturbating. So is like toys and stuff just as worse? Is it just,
I don't think,
it amplifies?
I don't think it's a problem. It's a toy. You're not having sex with you're not having sex with someone else. Like, you're using a toy on someone else that's not your spouse, then no. It's
okay.
Wrong. But like I said, whatever happens with you and your spouse, with you and one person who is your spouse in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
I don't see where it's biblically supported that it's wrong to have fun with your spouse, whether it's if you got the whips and chains, the furry handcuffs,
right.
the juice, the oil,
furry
whatever, whatever you got to do.
You know about them handcuffs, y'all. Ma, you hear that?
Shut up, man. Whatever you, I got four kids, so you know, never mind. Either way, reeling it back in. Whatever it takes. I mean, I believe in pleasing your spouse. I believe it should be that way. It should be celebrated. We Christian, we saved, we married, we doing it right. Let's enjoy the heck out of it.
Right.
I have no problem with that. I'm just not bringing no one else into my room.
Right. Somebody said, and I don't even understand how, masturbating in the sense of just releasing your stress levels without no lust is okay, but watching porn and lusting isn't.
I agree.
Wait, whoa. But it's advised to not have to do it in general? Wait a minute. Okay, so help me understand if you agree. Masturbating in the sense of just releasing stress levels. How can you do that with no lust?
That's what I'm getting ready to say. Technically, this is what I want to say.
Okay.
I agree with what was said. I don't agree it's necessarily possible in a sense.
That's what I was about to say. Now, how did you work that out?
So technically, what I'm saying, the physical act of pleasing yourself, I guess it's not, that wouldn't be wrong. Now, what you have to do to get off usually involves lust or pornography. Like, I couldn't see someone masturbating and then not being turned on by something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm saying physically...
Yeah. Massaging yourself or whatever you want to call it, the low five, whatever you want to call it. Katie the five sister, whatever. Anyway, but my point being, I don't know anybody that can masturbate without lust being present. Or right. Like if you're with your wife and y'all doing it together, then you're getting off on her and vice versa. But if you're just by yourself and it's nothing on your mind, it's a blank mind, and you're sitting there masturbating and you get off, I don't know how you did it.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Technically, physically speaking, it's not the physical act of masturbation I think is wrong. It's the lust that causes it. It's a slippery slope. Because it's going to cause you to fantasize about someone that you're not with, cause you to fantasize about the porn that you've seen or past experience.
Gotcha.
Or watch porn, magazine, whatever. So I don't see how lust cannot be involved. I think them two go together.
Yeah. To me, they're one and the same. I mean, it's just like the person quotes like, are you thinking about God while you're playing with yourself? You know what I'm saying? Of course you're not.
Of course not.
Right. So it's like, how can you not participate in the lustful part with the physical part? Like, they go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, that's a hand in hand.
Yeah. We gotta use hand a lot on this one.
Right. I wasn't even thinking about that either.
We just need to have a buzzer every time I go, bing. But anyway, go ahead, man.
A friend of mine's, man, go to my church. I love his answer. I can't answer that entirely, but spiritually I would say it's better to masturbate than gather soul ties from fornicating.
Can I chime in?
Yeah. chime in.
I agree wholeheartedly with that, and there's a comment on that one, and I agree with her too. She said
no sin is better than another sin.
I agree in God's eyes, in God's eyes, sin is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. But if you're going by the consequences that each sin brings, it's different in the worldly sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can lie to you about anything. I can lie to you about, I don't know, what I ate for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can go kill somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, the same sin in God's eyes, sin is sin. But one's going to yield a lot greater consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So far as the sake of masturbating as opposed to going outside and fornicating, in that sense is better. Doesn't make it right. Wrong is wrong, hands down. Hit the table.
Right.
Wrong is wrong either way. But either way, getting the soul tie is a much worse consequence than masturbating,
right?
On a spiritual, on a fleshly sense, in that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not to mention, when you masturbate, you're not involving another person, so it's just one of y'all sinning.
And you don't have to have worry about soul ties. So she said, no sin is better than another. Sin is sin.
And she's
right.
There aren't
levels of sin. He said, no levels of sin, but there are certain spiritual threats that are worse than others.
Yes.
Committing a sin with or without a soul tie is a huge difference.
There is. I agree.
I completely agree.
And I think what she's trying to say, you can't justify sinning over one, like lesser of two evils.
He's like, I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just simply saying that I would rather be playing with myself and not have a, because I can't bring a soul tie to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather please myself than go sleep with somebody. I have a whole attachment to somebody I really don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm acting some kind of way. This person acting some kind of way. And then
you done involved her. You done gave her soul ties if you're not a virgin. So, exactly. I get it. I agree with that statement. But again, you know, we're not condoning sin in any kind of way to avoid one other sin. It's just saying on that particular level, yes, there's definitely lesser consequences as far as it affecting your soul.
Right. This one person says, let me tell you something. It is a must. Folk pick what they want to do right by. I do it faithfully. I don't know what the Bible say. Pray for me.
Oh, my God. That's got to be somebody you know personally.
No, I don't.
You typically know people that say stuff like that. That is funny. That is funny.
Oh, my gosh. I think I she's from Jersey. That's what I do, though.
That's probably Camden people standing up.
I think she's Trenton folks. But she said it is a must. She has to do it daily. So, you know, it's and like I said, I like to pose this stuff because
it's authentic.
It's authentic, and then you know, the people need to know what the world is thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like what the world is thinking, how some people feel about it and stuff like that. Like I done got me a daggone Amber Alert in the middle of my real childhood friend. She says, "Okay, so now I have a question. Is it only sin if you are single? Let's be real. If married folks out here masturbating to keep from cheating, I'm just saying."
She's right.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. If there's lust involved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're having phone sex with your wife and y'all getting off that way, that's y'all.
Right.
But if you're masturbating and you're lusting over anyone other than your wife in that matter, then it's wrong, biblically speaking.
Right, right. Oh, somebody said good. Somebody, because I said, what about married couples? They get off on seeing their mate masturbate. She said, right, we need clarity. Another woman said, that's how a married bed gets defiled in God's eyes, using worldly practice and a holy bed as married.
Nah.
I just think that.
That's too far.
She a Bible beater.
Nah, first of all, who said mass? Well, I guess it technically would be. But at the same time, Mary Bay get defiled by acting out, bringing other people into your bedroom and bringing stuff into your bedroom, like lust. Right. When you watching, and if you masturbate with your wife and you lusting over someone else while you're doing it, then it becomes wrong.
Right, right. I can't get with that comment. Like, to me, that's the thing. To me, that's her opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's her opinion wholeheartedly. So, I mean, like I said, it's over 250 comments. So, and majority of people are saying, yes, it's a sin. Everybody's hitting the sexual immorality comment. the comment, and then, oh my God. Step is a trap.
Sorry, y'all. A little private moment.
And it was. And you know what? I want to be honest with you. That's that one chick who always inboxing me on the sneak tip.
Wow.
Yep. And she's the one who put that comment up there. So honestly, if I was interested, yo, that comment right there, because my thing is, you know, I have been married. So I know what marriage life is like. And it is beautiful. And you know, you don't do traditional sex. You know what I'm saying? You after being married for a while, you're gonna be adventurous. You're gonna want to try some new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about you and your spouse, not adding no other human being or nothing like that.
Yeah.
So for you to say your bedroom is defiled by practicing worldly stuff, sweetheart, like, how dumb is that comment you just made? Think about it. God created sex for married couples. So my whole thing is just because somebody created a dildo or created a book to show you how to do this, that's worldly practices, and now my bedroom is defiled because of that?
I know, right?
Like, your bedroom got to be born as I don't know what. I'm just going to say it probably is born. You're trying to have a traditional missionary sex, and this folks is like, and dude is probably like, can you at least lay on your side? Can you, you know what I'm saying? Can you do something else?
Y'all got to keep it hot. That's what it boils down to.
Yes, you do. You got to keep it hot. You always supposed to spice up your relationship. And my thing is, there's different levels of spice. As you get older in your relationship, the spice level is supposed to go higher.
Supposed to go higher. And I will tell you, and I'm just saying from conversations I've had and what I've seen, if it's always someone willing to do what you won't do.
Always.
Always. Always. And that's typically who gets sent to you. Like, yo, You just gotta be willing to please your spouse within reasonable means.
Right.
Within reasonable means. Right. At least be willing.
Right.
But to tell people they only have to have it one kind of way, that's wrong.
And not only is that wrong, but you better know and trust and believe. Unless your spouse is just as boring as you are in the bed, they're going to be seeking some outside help.
They will.
You know what I'm saying? And then they may be very, very, very strong to where they can, not fall to what the enemy is bringing down their way because you ain't pleasing them at home. But you better know, just because that person is being strong is still keeping a bad taste in their mouth about who they with.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at like, you know, I got this person offering me this. I could be doing that. Yet I'm staying faithful over here and you still ain't putting out. Or you putting out, but you putting out the same way you've been putting out for 20 years. And I just want you just to do a little.
It's like eating the same meal for 20 years. Like, it gets old.
I mean, it get old after a week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, I don't think if me and Step got to tell a brother that you got to keep spice in the marriage, you need to go back to dating 101 or marry 101, because we shouldn't have to tell no man, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I believe women need to know that, because women are emotional creatures. Y'all get sidetracked with life, you know what I'm saying?
And kids, yes, everything.
Kids, you know what I'm saying? And if you even get sidetracked with your husband, your spouse, you know, and won't even, because in a wife's mind, sometimes, like, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm catering to you and this and that and that. But realizing by the time they get done all the day tired, and what the man really wanted some loving, he ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's one just overall on how we got on this.
You
know
what all I'm right, saying? So moving back to masturbate. Do you have anything else you want to read real quick? Because I got some questions
Because all, like I said, so we are always guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can never watch you masturbating. He will flee from you. Because it's a sin. A man or woman cannot stand before the public to masturbate cocks. He or she will feel ashamed, and you cannot masturbate without touching your private part to your body. And that is why people do it hidden places, to avoid people saying, is that man or woman mad? So it's a big sin. Thanks.
Nah, that's kind of out there. I'm sorry.
That's way out there.
First of all, the Holy Spirit ain't gonna flee from you because you sinning.
Yeah, that's the whole part. That's why I think
the Bible does say a Holy Spirit will not dwell in the unclean place. So I think it does hinder the Holy Spirit in that sense. But the Holy Spirit is there. It was sent to us to guide us.
Right.
Like, come on, man. So every time we sin, the Holy Spirit just leave us.
Yeah, now this woman that responded, I don't agree with what she said either. I agree with the top part, but I don't agree with the end. She says, we don't have a bowel movement in public, do we? Or in front of people. We are ashamed because of the smell, or maybe because we have to show our butt. It's private because it's personal bodily function.
I agree
on that.
Yes, I was going to say that
too. Definitely don't agree with
it. Let's hear it.
But it's not a sin at all. It's natural.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Go ahead, because I actually asked a couple people to talk about that natural part.
Because a lot of stuff that's natural, that's what makes it a sin to a lot of people. That's what makes it a sin, honestly. This flesh is natural. To want to sleep with more than one woman is natural. That don't mean it's not a sin.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what got us in trouble in the first place, is living by the flesh and natural. We are spiritual beings in a natural body, but we still are governed by spiritual laws.
Right.
And accountable.
Right.
So just because something's natural, and at the end of the day, who defines what natural is other than what God says?
Right.
Because I have to go this way, man, because for some people who are deep in strongholds, some dudes that's pedophiles think it's natural for them to want to sleep with little boys.
Yep. And in their mind, that's nothing wrong.
Yeah, so in the natural sense, this is natural from a non-biblical standpoint is a subjective statement, just as much as normal is. What I'm saying is, it's in that, the only person who define the standard of natural will really come from God. When we start defining natural as natural, that doesn't mean it's normal or it's acceptable.
Right.
Again, like I said, it's people who sleep with little kids. It's people who think watching child porn is natural. It's people who think raping women is a natural thing because they're sick or they you know, it's a stronghold.
Right.
So you can't say just because it's natural don't make it a sin.
Right.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
It's natural for me to want to look at it. It's a butt-naked woman outside my window. It's natural for me to want to look at that. If I look at that, I'm probably going to lust up that. That's natural. That don't make it right.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with what she said the 90% of it. And I will say, because that's why people don't do that in public. People don't have sex in public. Or they,
right.
I mean, well, people probably do. But I'm saying people who don't have, because it's a private, intimate thing.
Right.
And when you masturbate, you're not going to masturbate in public.
Right.
Or you shouldn't. Pee Wee Herman tried it, and what happened to him?
I didn't even know, but I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, so my point, you know, either way.
Right.
Either way. Man, come on.
That is pretty much it. You had a lot of people, I had one people talking about the natural body and how the natural body craves to release certain juices at certain point in time, you know what I'm saying? They were talking about the neurochemicals and stuff like that. And I agree with all that because I actually do believe that. Me as a believer, there's no way I can not tie in the Word of God to what it is.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, I agree the body is a body. It has needs. It has benefits from it. I mean, I agree.
Right. So my thing is, it's like,
it doesn't change from being a sin.
Yeah, it don't change from being a sin. So it's almost like, okay, Lord, you know, dag, like, you know, I'm okay. Not. Go ahead.
I'm a prove it's not. I'm a prove it's a, so. I'm gonna do my best to prove it that the Bible does talk about it in a sense.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to use context and logic to understand certain things. So, like when I say that, like the speed limit might be 55. So that technically tells you, doesn't tell you that speed that you shouldn't go above. It tells you shouldn't go above 55. That doesn't mean, okay, if you go 60 or 75, that's still higher than 55. So it doesn't mean, well, you're going, speed limit 55. Mm-hmm. Like my point is, some things are just kind of, you have to read in between the lines and understand. Right. So my point being, if stabbing someone is wrong, then shooting them is wrong too. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
They're the same.
It's the same thing. Gotcha. So it's like, if you stab somebody, well, you told me not to shoot you, so I stabbed you. It's the same, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying with the Bible. So point being, masturbation is wrong for a lot of reasons if you're lusting. Because Jesus talks about lust. He says, look at a woman look at a woman and picture yourself with her, then you've committed adultery. We know adultery is a sin, so therefore it leads to that. So I can't imagine masturbating without thinking about something lustful.
Right.
Okay, but here's what I'm talking about, where I say I believe I can prove it. Paul talks about being married. He said, if you're burning in the flesh, it's better to be married than to burn in the flesh. He did not say, if you're burning, go take care of yourself.
Right.
So if masturbation is completely okay in the Bible, why didn't that would have been a perfect time for him to insert that? Yo, if you ain't married, take care of yourself.
Because Paul actually preferred for people not to be married.
Yeah.
He felt like it would take the eyes off of
the
kingdom. So that would be a perfect time to insert how he felt.
Exactly. So there's no reason to believe that the Bible would support masturbation that is not a sin in that sense. Because that's a perfect time. It could have been interjected right then and there. But also, it's not the physical act of masturbation that makes it wrong. It's the lusting that happens.
Right.
Like I said, but like we said before, you typically 99.99% of the time, if you're masturbating, there's lust involved somewhere, whether it's pornography, visual stuff about someone who's not your spouse. If you're married, you know, that's different.
Sad part is you have to wait until you're married to work out the health benefits of it without committing sin.
True.
Then you have to be thinking about your spouse while you're doing it. So it's like, it's a lot of work trying to get that health benefit.
Exactly.
Out.
So my point being, though, you can try to justify it by the health benefits all you want and try to play it off like you're trying to do it for health.
Right.
The gym will bring every one of those benefits. The gym does do that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try, if you think about masturbating just for your health.
I don't know, you're trying to justify, the gym don't put me in no great mood when I get done.
You're doing it wrong.
Nah, bro.
I see you work out before. You just show up. No, I'm messing with you. I'm talking about if you go running, you do get the endorphins.
Right.
But that's all I'm saying. But you can't. My point being, it's other ways to be healthy than masturbating.
Yeah, and if you are a pre-believer, it's a lot that you have to go through to make sure you're staying lined up and not falling out of His will and just trying to work on that health benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of the things where, to each his own, because I know we have believers and pre-believers. Now, when I say pre-believers, I just mean people who have not accepted Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, as their Lord and Savior. So I don't, you know, and I don't say non, I just say pre-believers, because in my eyes, you will all come into the faith sooner or later. So, so for people who don't believe, there are health benefits on both sides, you know. Me and Steph don't want to make it seem like we beating y'all up with the Bible, with the Word and stuff like that, you know. It's just that this is just what we believe. This is our faith. This is our walk. So, of course, we're tying into
the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible, along with the health benefits of everything that's going on now. So,
all right. So, I got some questions I need to ask, because these are valid questions, for one. And these questions I hear a lot. We already talked about what if you're married. You know, and we said, if long as you're masturbating, thinking about your spouse, then I don't see how it would be a sin in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other question I had was, can it affect your sex life negatively? Now, I'm not even talking about biblical at this point. Like, just from a marriage standpoint, or just the person who's, if you're having sex, we're just talking about, if you're having sex, can masturbation affect your sex life negatively?
I think it can if one spouse is not putting out and the other spouse is doing that to not step out, Mm-hmm. After a while, it starts putting a bad taste in the spouse's mouth that has to keep pleasing themselves. Because it's like, you notice that everything is taking precedence over that one need that you're asking for.
Yeah.
And you're at this point, you're now just taking care of yourself just so you won't step out.
Yeah.
But, and I'm speaking from experience when I was married, you know what I'm saying? It got to the point where I would masturbate, then get pissed off as soon as I came.
So there's no hell for them. it's not even a stress reliever at that point.
Well, you know, it's not a stress reliever. It's a stress reliever because I'm holding out as long as I can, but when I feel like it's build up, I'll do that. But then I instantly get upset because I'm like, this is not what I want. You know,
yeah.
I want my actual wife, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, things is going on right now to where I'm not getting that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I believe that it could be very, very dangerous. Very dangerous, you
it's
know
dangerous.
What I'm saying? Yeah, I believe it can be.
I agree with you. I think also on piggyback off of that when you said it could affect your marriage negatively, because not only can it do it that way, it's just that after a while, if you're masturbating and you're married and you're not masturbating about your wife, after a while, those fantasies, you're going to want to live those out. Mm-hmm. So it can actually, you might be doing to prevent from stepping out, but I think eventually, given enough time, it can lead you to stepping out.
And that, from experience, that's exactly what it would do. And I don't care how strong you think you are,
mm-hmm.
by constantly allowing that portal to be open, you are more and more vulnerable to go out and do something. And you better know, like, the devil can't see what you're thinking, but the minute you become audible out your mouth, mm-hmm. oh, he'll be quick to go ahead and throw that fantasy right in your face, right in the midst of you not getting anything.
Yep.
You know, and his whole purpose is to destroy your entire marriage. You
exactly.
know, so you know, when it comes to the men, you know what I'm saying, like, my advice would be to pray hard. And I know that sounds lame. I know it does, but trust me, it works. It really does work because and to the women, you know what I'm saying? Like, while your man is over there praying hard, you know, you whatever it is that you're going through that got you to the point where you don't want to put out, you really need to go to God about that, and you really, really need to fix that, because you are 1,000% in the wrong for holding out on your husband. And that's my personal opinion, but God ain't never said nothing about put chains or the clink clinks on or give it out when you feel like it. He said, come together as often as possible.
We need to do a podcast on that one, too. That's going to be a good one.
Women who don't want to put out.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a vent session.
No.
More like, because that's the topic you hear a lot, because the Bible does say that, and it says it for men, too, but it says, you know, if the man wants to, I mean, you got to put out. That's what they say. Women feel like that's not fair. And I think it deserves a conversation.
It does. I believe that, too.
And I think We'll have to do that with women on here as well.
Yeah, I've heard legit excuses
on
why a woman is not putting out, you know what I'm saying?
But before we get on that one,
gotcha.
We have to say that one for the show. But yeah, I'm with you on that. But also, I don't want to sound like we two men on the show, so a lot of stuff is going to come from our perspective on, even when it comes to the masturbation thing. But there are some relationships where the women masturbate. You know, and so that could still lead her out the door, and you have to wonder why she's doing that if she don't want to sleep. If she's masturbating and don't want to sleep with you, or if you have a spouse, period, and they masturbate and do not want to sleep with you, then that's wrong. And then and not only is it wrong, it's probably the tip of an iceberg of a much deeper issue that's unresolved.
I was about to say, it's probably a much deeper issue now. Let me tell you something, man. I never thought about this woman until just then. 2003, I opened up Ted Turner's. Tez Montana Grill on Lucky mm-hmm. Street, downtown Atlanta. Co-worker. She had a boyfriend. Loved her boyfriend. Was deeply in love. But her boyfriend could not get her off because, and all you women, you know exactly what this toy is. It's called the bullet. She used the bullet for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who uses a bullet, no human male body can move as fast as a bullet. No finger, no private part. It's not going to move that fast.
Yeah.
But she got so used to the bullet that her boyfriend was not pleasing her.
Yeah.
And it became that's sad, because she got used to a toy to where her toy was supposed to be she was a nympho. So her toy was the in-between when he at work and stuff like that. But then he's coming home ready, And as soon as they get done, she's still grabbing the bullet to finish herself off.
Stronghold.
Because, right. So my thing is, it's portals, people, portals.
And so at the end of the day, it's probably not best to masturbate, despite how you maybe be able to judge it.
Despite the health benefits and all that. Yeah.
So I do have a couple more questions. I know we're getting deep into the show, but it's a heavy topic. With 200 comments, it's a worthy to go a little bit over our normal time. So listen, question I have, and this is a valid question, Pudge. I don't know if it's a real answer to this, but it's like, you know, yeah, I think it's wrong spiritually, but what about this? You and your wife are trying to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, it's not happening. You go take a fertility test.
Mm-hmm.
In order to take a fertility test, you have to masturbate into a cup.
Right.
So that means if you're masturbating into a cup, you have to get off to in order to ejaculate a certain amount of sperm. Mm-hmm. Which means they give you magazines, give you a video or something like that. They don't let your wife come in and get you off.
Right.
So is that wrong? How do you handle that?
I believe that's one of the things, like I said in the show before, God looks at the intent of your heart.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like you may be completely uncomfortable. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. I've had a vasectomy for over 10 years. You have to do that. After you get a vasectomy, you have to go back. You have to ejaculate in a cup so they can test it to make sure you still don't have any, you know, semen. That's cells that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married at the time. And I straight asked the woman, can't my wife just come here and do this?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, sir. Like, you know, and I was like, you know, and honestly, real talk, because I had to do it twice when I went the first time before the procedure and then after the procedure.
Make sure it worked, yeah.
Yeah, so the first time it was extremely uncomfortable because it's like, you're giving me a magazine. I don't look at magazines and do this. You know what I'm saying? And then you got me in this room and all I kept saying was, how many other dudes were sitting in this chair in this room?
So you grossed out before?
I can't concentrate at all, you know what I'm saying? And the woman was like, sir, you going to have to do something because we need a sample in order for you. So I did the best I could. That woman got like a drip. And she was just like, I have never in my life seen this little. And I was like, look, when I tell you I'm grossed out, I'm grossed out. Like, you put me in a basic room that I know other men have been here doing the same thing. So coming back, and it was like a month, 2 months later, after the procedure, coming back, I had my wife, like, at the time, like, we looked corner to corner, and I pulled her in that room. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, look, I need to get off quick. You know me, magazines ain't going to get it. Baby, you know my body, you know it need to be done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, within minutes, you know what I'm saying, she had her sample.
There you go.
But no, I don't feel, I think God looks at the intent of the heart. At that time, it's, you know, you're not even trying to get it. It's like you have to put a lustful thought in your mind to go there to get this accomplishment, to get this done.
I got you. I agree with that. All right, well, that's all we got. Oh, before we move on, if you have any questions, comments, anything, we want to hear from you people out there in the world who's listening, Tokyo, yes. Especially Tokyo right now. Tokyo's number one on the list as far as our city list, our listeners. But anyway, hit us up, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. Like I said, if it's something you can disagree with, something you agree, something you want to hear about, we just want to hear from you because we know we're reaching you, but we want to hear from you so we make sure we're carrying the show to our listeners and people who need to hear this stuff because we don't do it just to talk.
Yes, we don't.
We talk all the time anyway. So.
Right.
So anyway, we do it for you. So hit us up. Let us know. We're also on Facebook, Crosstalk with a K. K-R-O-S-S-T-A-L-K. Crosstalk, we're on Facebook. Now, we got to get ready to close our show, but before I do, I got to give a shout out to the cities, man.
All right,
so we know Tokyo's number one because we're always in Japan. But shout out to Tokyo once again for always tuning in. Japan is listening. Thank you so much, Japan. Tokyo, Japan, showing the love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We got the U.S. listening to us. We got Stone Mountain, Georgia, Gray, Georgia. We got Forest Park, Georgia, McDonough, Georgia, Griffin, Georgia. Griffin showed up for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Griffin. Shout out to Griffin. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Fayetteville. They've been consistent. Smyrna, Georgia's tuned in again. Thank you, Smyrna, for tuning in. And I got some other cities that I cannot pronounce the name. I'm sorry because it's in different countries and it's written kind of weird on the website. But we got Nord. We got, looks like Haddam, Nord Holland. And that's in the Netherlands. For those who don't know, I'm one of those people who don't know. But shout out to the Netherlands again. Thank you, Netherlands.
We appreciate you.
We got Nordheim, Westfalen. And that's in Germany, and I hope I'm not butchering your name, but thank you for the love. Thank you for everybody that tuned in again. Thank you for everyone who consistently tunes in, listens to us, shares our podcast, the prayers that go up on our behalf. Thank you for the love you show. Thank you for the debates, not the debates, the dialogue.
Yes.
Thank you for everything you do for us. We really appreciate and love each and every one of you.
Yes, we do.
If there's anything you need us to talk about, want to talk about, or if you just need a prayer, anything we can do differently, hit us up, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. That's crosstalk with a K. Anytime, any day, just hit us up. We want to hear from you. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Puzz.
This is Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.